Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Hey, welcome everyone. I am so glad that you have chosen to join us today. Today, this week, we're going to be talking about feelings and emotions and what causes our feelings to get out of whack. What causes our emotions to get out of whack? So today, let's just start with talking about feelings. Everybody has them. We feel happy, joy, sadness, sorrow, anger. We have all kinds of feelings. And our feelings can get in the way of us being able to experience the fullness of what Jesus wants us to and being able to grow more in Him with Him. So even as we talk today, let's first talk about how important feelings are. And we all know feelings are very important. You know, we feel in love, you know, with someone. That's a very important feeling. That feeling drives countries. That feeling actually propels people to do all kinds of wild and crazy things, as you've seen on YouTube. But that feeling of love also is something that helps us be able to feel the presence of the good Lord Jesus Christ. He also gives us love back in return. We have all heard the saying that love makes the world go round, and that it does. The love that we have for our family, for our children. But what happens when love goes awry? Is there something that's influencing those feelings? Since we do know that feelings are so important, you know, marketers spend billions of dollars of figuring out what makes us feel good. The perfume commercials, the food commercials, so that we will buy out of those emotions, that we are more likely to buy more things when we feel a certain feeling. We will want something because a car makes us feel a certain way. So our whole life is set around manipulation. You've all heard about the addiction, and I'm sure some of you have heard about how Facebook can become so addictive. Well, now they know it's because it releases the dopamine inside of our brains, which helps us feel good. So that also takes us away from the path that Jesus Christ has us on. It can also take us to things that He wants us to know. It can also take us completely down a dark pathway because our emotions can get manipulated in such a way that we find ourselves in a place where we didn't even know how we got there. Our emotions are so important. Jesus told us to watch them. Our emotions come out of our heart. You know, your heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? But Jesus knows it. And not all feelings are bad. When we go to a wedding, the emotions of feeling happy and glad and all those things, those are good emotions. Even Jesus will talk to us about our emotions. Jesus will share with us Himself through our emotions. People, you know, we feel the Spirit. And many people say that we feel His presence, or we walk in and into some place and we feel the anointing. We feel that God has done something there. I remember one time, my husband and I and our family, our girls, literally walked into, I can't remember, that it was at some chicken joint to get lunch. And suddenly, without us talking about it, a young couple had walked in. And we both suddenly had this feeling and this knowing we had to get out of that restaurant right then. He had the feeling, I had the feeling, but we didn't talk about our feelings. I just started saying, come on, girls, let's start eating this in the car. And he came along with me and started picking up, and we both went to the car. And when we got to the car and we shut the doors and we were like, whew, what was that? But we both had the same feeling that we needed to get out of there. I don't know what could have happened, what Satan meant to happen, but luckily that time we listened to the Holy Spirit and we got ourselves out of there. Those feelings were very, very important. They helped us stay safe, and we ate our fried chicken dinner, I guess, on the way home. It was so long ago, I don't remember. I just remember we got in the car, and then we both talked about the feeling that we had about needing to get out of there. You know, we're not the only ones that have feelings and have all kinds of emotions. Think about the demons that were inside the man of Gadarene. He was over there. He's tearing up stuff. Everybody in the whole village was scared of him. He could only stay out there with all the tombstones. And when Jesus walked up, those demons were scared. They were scared. They knew who he was. So demons also have feelings. You know, pride, the original feeling of what has caused this mess from Satan, is a feeling. Now, we can be proud of our kids, they did a good job, or we can be proud of ourselves that we did a good job, but being proud of something doesn't always equal pride. Pride has to do with Nebuchadnezzar. He thought he did his own kingdom, and he did it all, and he's so great, and he's all that in a bag of chips, and the next thing you know, he's been a cow eating grass. So pride is a feeling that has been twisted and has been taken out and has been focused into the negative because it's bad. So we're not the only creatures that have feelings. We can see feelings in some animals. You can look into their eyes and you can see feelings into some animals. I know that my dogs have feelings. When you look into their eyes, you can see their feeling, whether they're happy or not, by their whole body language. And we are the same. Sometimes we have feelings like I don't know what I'm feeling. But I know that my feeling has to stay out of being harassed. Because have you ever had a situation or an argument and wondered, why am I so mad about this? Why am I so upset? Why are my feelings so hurt? Why, when I think of this one person, I always get this knot in my stomach? When I think of this one event, all those feelings come back. Well, part of that is because demons want to manipulate your emotions and they want to manipulate your feelings. They like it when strife comes into your life, because the Bible says that where strife is, there's every evil thing. So if there's a relationship that has a lot of strife in it, make sure that you are speaking against any kind of demonic influence that might be influencing what is going on. Even our Lord and Savior, Jesus, had feelings. Remember, one of the most famous scriptures is Jesus wept. He wept, depending on your version. So we know that he has sadness. We also know that it talks many times he was moved with compassion. Sometimes he was a little irritated. He turned around to the disciples one time and said, "How long must I put up with you?" He's when he turned around to him, he was frustrated with them. So we know he had those feelings. And let's talk about the feelings that he had in the Garden of Gethsemane. I cannot even comprehend the depth of feeling he must have had. I've never prayed where sweat or droplets of blood would come out of me. I mean, that just never. But his soul was so tormented and going into that place of submission. Because he knew the whole world depended upon him. And I cannot imagine having that kind of responsibility. It is hard enough for me and my own emotions, much less to know that the whole world would depend on what I chose to do this very night. Whether the salvation of man would actually occur for the rest Think about it. If he had not, what's the point of the rest of the Bible? What's the point? But he knew the Father's heart, and he was part of the Father, so he could do it. But I cannot imagine the depth of feeling he had when Peter came to him and said, no, you're not going to do this. How upset he must have been that Peter was going to deny him 3 times. I imagine the isolation and the loneliness came and hit like a sledgehammer upon him. And when Judas betrayed him with a kiss, he knows what it feels like to have ultimate betrayal. So our emotions are so important. If Satan could have pulled Jesus' emotions off a whack and out of proportion and off into the land of darkness, he would have. So we have to understand how our emotions, how it affects our lives and what we need to do about them and what we need to do to making sure that our emotions are not being manipulated by some demonic influence. So stay tuned this week as we go through learning about what your emotions can and can't do and what they do. Thanks for listening. Soul Lives is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.